listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
All things are possible, this is His word. Receive it, it is written for you. Believe in His promises, God cannot fail, for what He has said He will do. Nothing is impossible when you put your trust in God. Nothing is impossible.
Welcome to Living the Abundant Life program. This is your host, Rachel McLean. Call 772-220-0602 for more information about men's prayer, ladies' prayer, and midweek Bible studies. Watch our live stream at AbundantLifeStuart.com on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Our mailing address is Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Join us as we go to a pre-recorded service with Pastor Jonathan McLean.
Join us now as we go into service with my dear friend, Dr. Larry Lambert, who joined us at Abundant Life Ministries back on the 22nd of January. A message entitled, Having the God Kind of Faith.
Therefore, I say to you, back to Mark 11, all things. Everyone say all things. For which you pray and ask. So there's such a thing as praying. But praying is not enough. I said, praying is not enough. You also then have to go into ask. Well, isn't that assumed? No. Because listen to the prayers of most people. They pray. But they never ask anything. You say, oh, well, I just, you know, fooey on all of this, if fooey is a bad word, I apologize. Fooey on all this bunkum of false humility. Listen, you need to learn who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. You need to learn both. Go to one of my websites, you find a document on there that talks about both. Who Christ is in you and who you are in Christ. You got to know who Christ is in you for you to know who you are in Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Am I preaching to the right group this morning? And all things for which you pray and, notice the conjunction, ask. We do what? Believe. Believe that you have. Anything relegated to the future is hope. Hope is good. In fact, the Bible talks about Jesus is the blessed hope. Hope is good. But hope, honey, ain't faith. You've still got it relegated to the future. But what faith does is what it says in Hebrews 11:1, what my book is about. Now, faith is. When is it? Now. You mean right now? Yeah, I mean right now. The woman, you thought I forgot the story. The woman with the issue of blood. She said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. Why the hem of his garment? Because she knew he was the high priest. And the high priest, in their robes, they had pomegranates all around the hem of their garment. And that represented healing and all kinds of miracles. And so she said, if I can just touch. She had a revelation. He was the high priest of God. If I can just but touch the hem of his garment. I know. She said, what? I think. Maybe sometime in the future. Well, if I hold my mouth right. Well, if I do this or if I go to church 100 times. No. I know that I shall. We need to get to the place that we know. What is faith? Faith is a knowing. So let me describe it for you. Faith, and if you're taking notes, please jot that down. Faith is a knowing. It's that we know something by the Spirit. There's a scripture that talks about having your senses trained to be able to discern good and evil. That's talking about our spiritual senses in the Spirit. And the way you get them trained is by using them, practicing them. And the more you practice it, all you keyboardists, no, the more you practice, the better you get, right? So that's how you do it. You keep practicing this over and over and over. I thank God, 47 and a half years I've been practicing it. I truly have a private practice. I've been practicing this for 47 and a half years. And you know what? I can tell you miracle after miracle how it has worked. I come to report to you that faith, the God kind of faith, works. In fact, that's the subtitle to my book. Now Faith Is, the kind of faith that works. Why do we want to fool with any other kind? We want the God kind of faith. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And you pray and ask and believe that you have received them. Not going to receive it, but you have. The Amplified Bible says it this way. That you have received as your present possession that which you've asked for. So, when I ask for it, Bill, I receive it right then. I don't relegate it off to some other time. I'm believing for it right now. Because now faith is. So, when the woman, and I want to say this quickly, I'll give you a little example. We all live in homes, and in this area, FP&L, we have electricity, and all of you builders and people who have been part of building, you know this. Houses are and buildings are wired, right, to receive the electricity. Well, in the morning, when I want to have a cup of coffee, I plug in the coffee pot. Guess what? I don't have to produce the electricity. Every day, I walk into a room. What do? You're extra. Here's what I'm trying to say to you. Faith is not some far-out thing that is too difficult for you to do. Faith, in fact, we're going to read a scripture that says, it's near you. I mean, talk about local. They say politics, everything's all politics are local. Faith is so local that it says, it's in your heart and it's in your mouth. That's local. That's near. It's not way out there. It's right here. So go back to the example of the plugging in the coffee pot or a can opener. Or walking into a room. We do it every day. Walk in a room. Somebody this morning flipped the light switch on when they came in here. You know what they expected? They expect a light to come on. And you know what? It did. Because that's what it's supposed to do. Where they would be disturbed is if they flipped the switch and the light didn't come on. Then they know there's a problem, right? And that's the way faith is. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, if I but touch them. The moment she touched the hem of his garment, the Bible says, well, first of all, the Bible says, Jesus stopped Wouldn't you like to be the person that makes Jesus stop? And he turned in these throngs of people. Throngs pressing in trying to touch him. And out of all those hundreds of people, Jesus said, somebody. You see, this woman didn't even have a name in the Bible. Her name's not there. She's anonymous. But she went from being anonymous to being a somebody. When Jesus said, Sherry, somebody touched me. See, I don't have to ask you if there's an anointing here right now. I know there's an anointing here. And y'all are receiving this like a sponge. God is speaking to you because you know why? You need this. And this is not for platitudes. This is not for things way out there. Every person in this room has needs that they need this faith for. They need this faith to work for them. Every person in this room. Something's going on. Don't look at me with that sanctimonious look like you're perfect. And you got everything together and you don't need this. I don't believe you. I've been around too long. I don't believe that look on your face. I know you want to look holy. And you ain't got no problems. But I know that's a lie. And if you really believe that, you're lying to yourself. There's an anointing in here. I feel it all over me. God's doing something. And the woman said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I know. She had a knowing. I will be healed. Jesus said, somebody touch me. The disciples said, Lord, don't you see all these people thronging around you? What do you mean somebody touch? All these people are pressing upon you and touching you. He said, no. Somebody touch me with faith. And the Bible says that very moment, healing virtue went out of her, out of Jesus. What happened to the woman? She was instantaneously healed. Why? What did she do? She took the coffee pot and she plugged it into the electricity. See, you don't have to create the power. Let me just relieve you of that burden. You don't have to create the power. God's got the power. You receive the baptism in the Holy Ghost especially. That power will be flowing into you. And it's reliable. When you plug in the coffee pot, don't you expect it to come on? And you put the stuff in it, don't you expect it to make coffee? You get mad if it doesn't. What's the matter with you? I'll throw you out, get a new one. I want some coffee. That's the way it works. That's faith. Don't think it's too difficult for you. No, it's not too difficult. Especially the God kind of faith. I'm going to probably only have time for a couple more scriptures. What is the God kind of faith, you ask? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's turn to Romans 4:17. I'm sorry I'm not getting further with this than I am, but on the other hand, I'm not, because I know God's moving. Romans 4:17, I'm going to read two versions. King James Version first. As it is written, I have made thee, talking about Abraham, a father of many nations. Talk about faith. Before him whom he believed. Before him who he believed. Even God. Who quickeneth the dead. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. That is the Abraham, we call it the Abraham kind of. But the Abraham kind of faith is also the God kind of faith. Isn't that what he just said up here? That what you believe and what you say, you shall receive it. And when do we receive it? 6 years from now? We receive it the moment we say it. So you say, how do I do that? Well, you just make an adjustment. You say, but I've lived this way my whole life. Fine. Didn't the Bible say you're a brand new creature when you become born again? You can change. I got good news for you. You can change. Isn't that good news? God can change you instantaneously. You say, I'm not going to think the way I used to think. NASB says, as it is written, a father of many nations have I made you in the presence of him whom he believed, even God, who gives life to the dead and calls into being that which does not exist. This is the kind of faith Abraham had, but it's also the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith, I want to get this part in, is creative. What do I mean by that? It creates what it speaks. How do I know that? Well, look at Genesis. I always say, let's start at the beginning. It's a good place to start, right at the beginning. Genesis 1, 1 through 3. I'll read it for you. In the beginning, God, everyone say God, created the heavens and the earth. So we know that God did it, right? The earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. In other words, this is what God had to work with when he started, which was absolutely nothing. It was formless and it was void. It was nothing like it is now. But what happened? What did God do? And the Spirit of God was moving. Thank God the Spirit of God is moving this morning. Thank God the Spirit of God is moving in here. You may not recognize it, but the Spirit of God is moving. I know the Spirit of God is moving. You know why? Because as you sit here, you have to admit, you know what? I think something's happening. God's opening up my mind. God's helping me to understand this morning. You say, I read the Bible, and a lot of people say, I read the Bible, I can't understand it. Blah, blah, blah. Well, if you will have the Holy Spirit to help you, he'll interpret it for you. He'll explain it to you. He's the best explainer I know. He's the best expositor I know. He's the grand chief of exposition. And the Spirit of God was moving. If the Spirit of God is moving, none of this will work. But the great thing was, notice what it says. Before God spoke, the Spirit of God was moving. Have you ever noticed that before, that it says that in the Word? And the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters. Then, after the Spirit was moving, then God said. Now, eight times, which is interesting, the word eight in the Bible is the number for new creation. Eight times in Genesis, in chapter 1, it is written that then God said. That appears eight times in that one chapter. Then God said. And by doing this, God released his creative power by speaking. This is what I want you to understand. With the heart, man believes. Isn't that what Scripture says? In fact, let's take a parenthesis there and turn to it. That with the heart, man believes. If I can find where that's at. Somebody tell me where that Scripture is at. With the heart, man believes. I'm not finding it in my notes. I know it's in Romans. With the heart, man believes. But with the mouth, confession or profession is made unto salvation. And you say, well, is that just talking about getting saved? No, it's about whatever saving that needs to be done. Whatever kind of saving, whatever kind of work you need in your life. So there's a two-step process with faith. One, you have this believing or knowing. You have this faith in your heart. But it does no good until you speak it. Same thing with God. Notice, this whole entire creation was created this way. So God is not telling us to do anything that he didn't do. And God said, let there be light, there was light. That's the first one. But eight times, then God said. So God released his creative power by speaking, by calling into being that which did not exist. Before God spoke it, it didn't exist. And that's who God is and what faith is. It calls into being that which does not exist. That's the God kind of faith. Calling those things which be not, another translation, that be not as though they were. So this is something you can do. This is something I can do. This is not way out there that we can't get a hold of it. It's really pretty simple. We got to start talking. You say, well, I'm the kind of person, that's not my personality. You're laughing because you've said that yourself. You just told me. So you just admit it. That's not my personality. I keep things inside. Well, bless your heart, but you're not going to get anything to happen in your life if you keep it all inside. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. When your heart is full, there's a reaction. It's like you can't keep it from happening. So your heart needs to be full of the Word of God. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And I always say everybody's full of something. Good or bad. And I've noticed that even people in the... Well... Everybody's full of something. But what we got to do is get rid of what we're full of ourselves so we can make more room for God in our heart. So let's get rid of the self stuff. Oh, I'm just not that kind, Brother Lambert. Oh, you know, I'm. You're trying to say you're humble? Yeah, no, that's false humility. That's the definition of false humility. You know what the Bible says humility is? Philippians. Jesus humbled himself, even unto the point of death, even death on a cross. By what? The Bible says one of the greatest miracles recorded in the Bible. Theologians can't explain how it happened. Nobody can explain how it happened. He took his deity, and this seems impossible, took his deity, and the Greek says, as clothes, as a robe, as an outward clothing, and he set it aside. And if he didn't, he could not have been born into the Virgin Mary. If he hadn't have done that, he could not have become our kinsman redeemer. He had to do that. He had to cast aside his deity. You talk about humility. He was God. But he humbled himself even unto the point of dying on an old rugged cross for you. So dispense with the false humility. I know a man that was taken up into heaven and he saw Jesus. He was there. He saw Jesus. And he fell down at the feet of Jesus and he wouldn't look up. And Jesus is standing over him. He says, look up at me. No, Lord, I can't. I can't. Why? I'm not worthy, Lord. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to look. Oh, Pat, you'd look at your face. Do you think Jesus had pity on him? No. Jesus was angry. Don't you ever say, you are not worthy. I have spilled my blood. to make you worthy. Dispense with the false humility, people. Listen, I was so tempted to preach on this today, but there's a lot of good. I have a message about now. Now faith is. There's also now righteousness. He who knew no sin became sin. He didn't just, some people say he took on sin. No, no, he became your sin. Think of the dirtiest, rottenest thing you or Hitler or the most wicked people have ever done in the history of mankind. He took all of that upon himself. He who knew no sin became sin. That we, everyone say we. Say we means me. That we might become the righteousness of. How can this? What are you saying, preacher? That's blasphemous. No, I got news for you. It's the Word of God. That we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are now righteous. Get used to it. You need to start saying to yourself, I'm worthy of these things in the Bible. Because He's made me worthy. I am, not will be, I am the righteousness of God. Somebody listening to me right now on this stream, you've been wanting to, you were thinking about committing suicide today. I rebuke the spirit of suicide. God has made you worthy to partake in these things. In fact, He's made us so worthy that Peter exclaimed that we now are partakers in the divine nature. I didn't write that. God did. It's in the Bible.
If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can do so today. Please pray this simple prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe that You are Christ, the Son of the living God, that You died for my sins. I am a sinner. I need a Savior. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be Lord of my life today. I ask this all in Jesus' name, and fill me with Your wonderful Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been listening to Living the Abundant Life with Pastor Jonathan McLean, coming to you from Abundant Life Assembly of God Church. This program is aired each Sunday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. If you would like to be a partner with us in support of this ministry, you may do so by going to AbundantLifeStewart.com. Please send all correspondence to Abundant Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1349, Stuart, Florida 34995. Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Nothing is impossible.
This is WCNO Palm City, the Good News Station.